Hello.
We are interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues. I assure you we're not trying to sell you anything. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
40.
Thank you. And thank you so much for taking my call. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Other.
And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
I have some, yeah.
Okay. And are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Now, there was an election in Virginia on November the 7th, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
It's still a long time away, but the next mayor elections in the country will be the presidential elections taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election?
Very likely.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you again. And in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? Like jobs, economy, politics. But this is
women's rights.
Okay. Just women's rights?
Well, that's the most important.
Okay. Just mark that down for you, okay? With the following, I would like to ask you, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's elections on election day? Excuse me?
I vote in every election.
Is it on election day or a few days before the election or a few weeks before the election or months before the election?
Sometimes I do early voting. This past election, I went in election day.
Okay. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Virginia? In your own words, a small phrase, please.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Virginia?
The same as my last answer.
Okay. I am required to read verbatim, ma'am. I cannot skip the questions. Can you please rephrase the answer for me, please?
Women's rights.
Women's rights. Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you so much for your patience. Now, in Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that
mm-hmm.
election, which of the following best describes how you voted or how you likely would have voted had you participated in the election?
Okay.
Only Democratic, only Republican, or a mix of Republicans and Democrats?
Democratic and independent.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might hear about candidates and issues campaigning on the reach out to voters during election years. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in the election cycle. Now, here's the first one. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English radio TV ads, Spanish language radio TV ads, or TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, language English only digital ads and videos like YouTube, or phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, or billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the elections, or church, social club, or community groups?
Yes.
Which one do you want me to mark down?
Pretty much all of them. Mostly, well, I had somebody come to my door. I have mailers, seen on TV, on the radio, and then there's signs. Pretty much all of them.
Okay. Just English or both English and Spanish, if you don't mind me asking?
I think it was mostly English.
When you were talking about the TV. Okay. Now, moving along, and thank you again for your patience. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th elections in Virginia that specifically impacts how or if you voted in this election? Yes or no?
What was it again?
Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th elections in Virginia that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Yes or no?
No.
And did you at any point during that campaign change your mind on how you would vote for which candidate you would support for the Virginia Assembly? Yes or no?
No.
I may ask why no? And in your own words.
I had already made up my mind.
I had already made up my mind?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When you say you had already made up your mind, can you specify just a little bit, or the same answer, women's rights, about women's rights?
Women's rights. Yeah, I mean, I just already knew who I was going to vote for. So the ads weren't going to change my mind to or fro.
Okay. About women's rights, correct?
Yeah, women's rights.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote in the election? Yes or no?
No.
May I ask why? In your own words.
Why I wouldn't vote?
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to vote, so nothing, like I said, nothing was going to change my mind.
Nothing was going to change your mind, pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, which of the following issue played or would have played the most important factor in determining how you vote or would have voted in the November 7th elections in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly? I have the options. Here's the first one. Abortion, crime and public safety, economic issues, and inflation, giving Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, or giving Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly.
Now, we'll repeat the question one more time.
Yes. Which of the following issue played or would have played the most important factor in determining how you vote or would have voted in the November 7th elections in Virginia?
There's the two of them. There's abortion, which is women's rights, and having Democrats control.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run-up to the elections this past month in Virginia. After I read each one, please tell me if it's very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing. Here's the first one. 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkins started a movement. It wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done, and they've delivered by empowering parents and providing tutors to apologize, to combat learning loss by making historic investments in law enforcement and mental health services, assigning $5 billion in tax relief, and adding 230,000 new jobs. There's so much more that can be done. But it can only happen with your vote to elect a Republican Assembly, to back Governor Youngkins up so he can deliver. Do you find this argument very convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
The other one says it's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky passed sweeping new abortion bans. Mega Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape infants or the health of the mother. Women who try to get an abortion and doctors who perform abortions would end up in jail. Now, you don't have to look far to know where mega Republicans want to take Virginia. Just look at what's happening around us. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat?
Very.
The other one says Virginia Democrats are lying about their positions on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with exception for rape infant and life of the mother. It's a common sense position that most Virginians support too. Virginia Democrats, however, supported no limits on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks. Reasonable limits on abortion or no limits at all on abortion. That's the truth. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Very unconvincing or?
Very unconvincing.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, today, radical Virginia Democrats, politicians are endangering Virginia homicides at a high 20-year risk, and most Virginia county prosecutors refuse to do their job, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refusing to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Virginia Republicans will get criminals off the streets and work to ensure that law enforcement is fully funded. Do you find this argument very convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
And the following says, mega Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedom. And they are only interested in one thing, a power. If Omega Republicans win total control of the Virginia Assembly, they'll pass an extreme agenda banning abortion across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich, pay for by working people. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Very convincing.
And this last one here says, it's common sense. Domestic abusers should not get guns. But Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embrace mega extremists who vote against stopping Democrats' domestic abuse to apologize domestic abuse from getting a gun, even those who a judge says are dangerous, making law enforcement jobs harder. Virginia Democrats candidates for the assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws like background checks that will help keep you safe. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat?
Very.
And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
It's just women's rights, abortion rights.
Women's rights, abortion rights. Okay. And if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 elections, economics issues, inflation, abortion, and reproductive freedom, or protecting democracy in the United States?
And how many? Just pick one?
Yes, ma'am.
Gosh, it's abortion rights or the protecting democracy.
Okay. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 elections, yes or no?
Absolutely, yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee and Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Oh, no, I'm voting for Joe Biden, 100%.
Why? In your own words.
To protect my rights.
To protect your rights. Okay. And thank you again for your patience. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. Now, in what country were you born?
In the United States.
And in what country were your parents or grandparents born?
United States.
And which political party do you primarily identify or agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Democratic.
And do you consider yourself very liberal, liberal, moderate, conservative,
moderate,
or very conservative?
Moderate.
And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000 a year, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your afternoon. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.